Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your feedback, sir? It's very important to us.
Okay.
Oh, great, sir. Well, my first question to you, sir, are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Okay. And moving on, sir, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay. And there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colleen Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz for local officers like state legislator. Will you definitely vote in this primary election, probably vote, or
not vote?
I'll
definitely vote. I will definitely vote.
Okay. No problem, sir. And moving on, my other question to you would be is, I'm going to read a list of persons, sir. I just want you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them and these organizations. For example, Nathan Johnson, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
In between. I don't know her as well as I know Nathan Johnson.
No problem.
So I would have to say somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. What about Yang?
I do know that she is my particular running for my representative. So I'm favorable in that regard, for sure.
No problem, sir. What about Yasmin Simons, sir? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Say that again, please.
Yasmin Simon, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I'm not familiar with her.
No problem. What about Clay Jenkins? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Very favorable.
And Colleen Allred, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
Very favorable.
Okay. And
I believe that. Is that her or him?
Yes.
I believe that's a him, isn't it?
Colleen Allred. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's currently a Democrat representative from District 12, I think.
Well, the survey doesn't say, sir, but that's okay.
Okay.
You mentioned it.
Well,
was
at any rate, it is definitely, I am definitely favorable, and it's a he, not a her.
Oh, it's a he. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah,
all right. So
right.
Would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very, very favorable.
Okay.
Very.
No problem. What about Planned Parenthood? You find that concept favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And Roland Gutierrez, do you find that person favorable or unfavorable?
I'm very favorable. I wish he wasn't running against Colleen Allred.
I understand. What about Ron Kirk? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I have. At this point, he's just a citizen. I am favorable.
Would that be very or somewhat, sir?
I would have to say somewhat at this point. As I say, he's just an American citizen at this point.
All right. What about Victoria Naive Criado, sir? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards her?
I am not familiar with her.
No problem. All right. And what about Joe Biden? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Oh, okay. And moving on, sir, my other person would be... I'm sorry, sir. Moving on, my other part of the question would be, sir, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Hello, sir?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
That's okay. Take your time.
I need to know more about each one of them, and of course at this point I've got time to do that. But I would say at this point, just for the simple reason that Ms. Ginsburg has actually been to my house to ask for my vote, at this point I would say she would be the one I'd vote for.
Ms. Ginsburg, okay, Elizabeth Ginsburg. Mm-hmm. And, well, which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address her. For example, we have education, Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay, voting rights, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, guns, sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on gun control, zoning, and worker rights, abortion, Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Any of those issues that you care about the most?
Well, at this point, there has to be quite a bit of work done where the abortion issue is concerned. Right now, I'm most concerned with Hot Wheels trying to force taxpayers to pay for private education.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay, sir. From the ones that I mentioned,
that is the main thing. And so long as the Democrats can keep enough of the rural Republicans, he's not going to succeed.
Mm-hmm. And from all the issues I mentioned, like education, voting rights, guns, local control, or abortion, any of those stand out most to you?
Well, that is the number. Are you saying now a second choice?
No, the first one. The first one was abortion.
The first number one is the fact that right now the governor is trying, to the point that he's called three special sessions, he's trying to force the taxpayers to pay for private schools. And I object to that completely, absolutely,
right.
unequivocally.
Would that be, in that case, education, sir? Voting rights, guns?
That would be education.
No problem.
Now, that's not to say that those other issues that you had are not extremely important.
I was going to ask you, what is the next most important issue from all I mentioned? Voting rights, guns?
The next most important is voting rights.
Okay. No problem, sir. Well, in general, sir, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party? Did you say the first or the second statement?
I'm very much a progressive Democrat, in spite of the fact that I'm 74 years old. I mean, I was campaigning and electioneering and casting my vote when your mother and dad weren't even alive yet. but the fact of the matter is, I am practical, and I would rather have a Democrat that can get elected and then try to force him to be a little more progressive. So the first choice would be the one that
first
I would
choice.
Go for.
No problem, sir.
That's the reason, frankly, and I know you're not asking me, but that's
okay.
The reason. Joe Biden is not my number one priority for president, but I knew he could beat that dumb fuck, use my language.
It's okay.
And so therefore I voted for him and I campaigned for him. Okay. But
okay.
I knew he could beat, whereas someone a little bit more to his left probably couldn't have.
Completely.
Okay.
Understand.
So I can be practical in spite of the fact that I have ideals or I have preferences that are otherwise, okay?
Completely understand, sir. Moving on quickly, my other question to you would be, sir, we would like to know as well is, well, I want to rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, which is Yasmin Simon. I just want you to tell me if when you hear the comment or the statement, does that make you want to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact your opinion? I'll be quick. Mm-hmm. So the first one says, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Does that make you definitely want to vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
No, I probably would not vote for her on that basis. You did say that she defends corporations. Is that not what you said?
I said that she's a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. I was asking you if that makes you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
I failed to see how that necessarily protects jobs.
Okay, no problem. What about this one?
Okay, so I guess that means that I'm not favorable in that regard, okay?
Oh, you can mention does not impact, because it asks if you definitely vote for her.
Well, see, I would not be favorable by the fact that she defends corporations and your words, frivolous lawsuits. And frankly, I think corporations consider every lawsuit against them to be frivolous, regardless of the merit.
No problem, sir. What about this one?
And I don't therefore follow, it doesn't follow to me that necessarily protects jobs. Which is what the remark that was made said it. She defends these corporations against frivolous lawsuits, thereby protecting jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it necessarily does that. There are quite a number of, in fact, there are quite a number of corporations that have been sued for one reason or another, and they're still percolating right along.
Completely understand, sir.
Okay,
What about this one? In Austin, Yasmin will stand up for local control to keep governor out of our local communities. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Well, that makes me favorable to her.
Oh, would you say definitely vote for her?
No, I can't say that I would definitely. I will have to study more about it to know for sure that I would. But based on what you already said, just the fact that she says that she'll stand up against the governor and his antics about local control, just because she says it doesn't necessarily mean that she will.
Okay, sir. What about this one? Yasmin Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes.
That would make me vote for her.
Definitely or probably, sir?
Probably.
Okay. And moving on, sir, Yasmin will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Does that make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her?
Probably.
Okay, what about this one, sir? Yasmin Simon is running to end the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
It would be probably again.
Okay. And Yasmin is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Yasmin Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
Probably.
Okay. And this one says, sir, Yasmin will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Does it make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
And what epidemic are we referring to?
Mm-hmm. It says here that she will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic.
Oh, fentanyl. Okay. Yes, yes, that would make it probably.
Okay. And Yasmin Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Gracie. Does this make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for
her. That would be a probable. I support the first two, and I have actually donated and volunteered for the Operation Kindness on more than one occasion.
No problem, sir. What about this one? Yasmin Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businesswomen. Businesses, does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
It's a probable again.
Okay. Yasmin is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard working and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
That's a probable.
Okay. Yasmin and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Does this make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does that impact?
That's almost counterintuitive to everything that this. I don't, when I think of Park Cities, I don't think of someone who's particularly to the left or progressive. But yeah, that's a problem.
Oh, okay, sir. And
do you understand
up.
That? Are you that? You know, I know you're just taking a poll,
uh-huh.
but are you a resident of Dallas?
No, sir.
Okay. Are you a resident of Texas?
No, I live in Florida.
Okay. So consequently, you know not of what I referred when I said, well, that's just counter. Park City is an extremely wealthy section of Dallas. It's cities unto themselves, okay?
Oh.
And it's extremely wealthy. It's where Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, lives. It's where, the former president doesn't live there. That's George Bush. He lives a little bit north of there. But that's where old money lives. Okay.
Oh my. Okay, that's
so
something I learned.
You don't think, you know, I don't think of someone who's particularly progressive as, granted, she probably lives in University Park rather than Highland Park. But still, it's Park Cities, and that just doesn't connote a left-leaning progressive, okay? That's fine. I mean, you know, I have a very good friend that raised her children in Highland Park. So it's not a problem. Don't misunderstand. It's just that I don't think of her, you know, it being a resident there, it doesn't follow that she would have my best interest in heart. But I don't discount the fact that she does. Go ahead.
Okay, so what about Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorses Yasmin Simon because she is a fighter with broad appeal that Democrats
that
would, need
that would
to
make
the-
me with that endorsement that would make me be more probable to vote for her.
Oh, okay. And the last one for this section says, Yasmin Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Does this definitely make you vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact?
That's another probable.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022nd Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm, and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Yasmin Simon and Liz Ginsburg, sir, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today, sir? Yasmin Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg?
See, that's a real hard choice.
Huh.
That's a real hard choice. But I would say I would lean more towards Yasmin at this point, I think.
No problem, sir. Well, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. I just want you to read each of the following statements about Yasmin Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg. If that would cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or does not matter to you. For example, Liz Ginsburg's losing record shows she is not the right Democrat to win HD 108 in 2022 when other Democrats came within 1% of their Republican opponents. Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
I'm going to say at this point it doesn't matter until I've done more research on my own. It doesn't matter.
No problem. Yasmin's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton. Even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power, does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter?
Oh, she's going to have real strong backing, a real strong record.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I consider Ken Paxton to be the scourge of the earth. He's the worst of Republicans in Texas, the worst, and there isn't a good one that I know of, frankly.
Okay, so would
that
make
you... That would cast a real pall on my voting for the wife.
Oh.
If the husband contributed money to that individual.
He should have been picked,
but the Republicans did just exactly what the Republicans in Congress did, and that is they did not do their duty. What?
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, sir. Would that make you then, in that case, definitely vote against her, probably vote against her? Does that matter?
It would make me question my vote. I won't say I would definitely vote against her, no.
Okay,
But it would make me question the vote. Of course, she can be independent of her husband.
Okay.
And I don't know. I've been married twice, and both times I married Republicans and converted. Okay.
Okay.
So, and I did it on reason, by the way. It wasn't just, it wasn't me being the husband and coming down heavy. I did it with my completely irrefutable logic.
Okay. What about this one, sir? Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
I would rather have a real Democrat. I'd probably vote against her.
Okay. What about this one, sir? If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Does this make you definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Probably. Here's the problem. We had a Democrat representative for my district, and then the Republicans redistricted, and they changed it so that she probably really wouldn't have lost by that had she run in the original district. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh.
The Republicans have been in control now for about 30 years. And each successive year, and in fact, one year they did it twice in the same decennial because of that jackass from Congress that came in here and had them redo it again. But they keep redistricting the gerrymander. You know that word?
No, sir.
Texas is actually, well, you do look it up, please do.
Yes.
But Texas is actually closer to 50-50. But it doesn't show when it comes to the fact that we've had a Republican governor now for at least eight terms now, and they're four-year terms. So for over 30 years, we've had Republican governors and Republican-controlled legislatures. But it's not because it's because of gerrymandering for the most part.
Yikes. Okay, sir. So I was asking you, in that case, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago.
Well, I would be less inclined to vote for her at this point.
Would you say definitely vote against her, or probably vote against her, or does that matter?
Probably. I'd have to say probably, because, see, again, I still need to know
completely
more about both candidates, but I'm not liking what I'm hearing.
Okay,
and it's not that I'm taking it as this is something that, I've been listening to that idiot that ran for the former guy,
yes.
Who I'm referring to?
Yes.
Okay. So, he just says stuff about just whatever he thinks of. Okay. And I realize that some of these remarks could be just that. I'd like to know for sure. Okay.
No problem, sir. No problem. The last one for this section says Yasmin Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Does this make you definitely vote against her? Probably.
Could fight them more. She could probably stand a better chance fighting them than Ginsburg would.
Okay, sir.
That doesn't mean that she necessarily would, but because she's part of the club, so to speak, she could probably end up in a better position to fight him.
Okay, sir. So you wouldn't agree with any of those? No problem. All right, sir. And, well, these last questions, sir. After hearing this information, sir, which candidate would you say, Liz Gensburg or Yasmin Simon, would you vote for in the Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
If I had to choose today, I would vote for Yasmin.
Oh, okay. And lastly, having heard all this information in this poll, sir, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your own words, for me to write it down?
Mm-hmm. Well, what has to happen is that Democrats anywhere that are running anywhere in Texas has to take it to the Republican opponent. By that, I mean we can't be nice guys anymore. Okay. We got to get down in the dirt, just like that's the only thing they understand.
Okay.
that's way off the wall by what you were probably expecting to be said, but that's the short of it.
I do like your feedback, sir. Thank you, and I'm writing everything down. This is to get your opinion. Thank you so much. And moving on, sir, these last questions. We would like to know, sir, your age. Would you say you're 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 and up?
I'm 74. I'm 65 and up.
You sound very young. Okay, sir, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
I have a Bachelor of Arts degree from the University of Texas.
Great, sir. And do you consider, I'm sorry, you did mention this to me. I was going to ask if you're liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative. You did say progressive.
I'm a progressive, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Okay, and which of the following best describes your ethnic or racial background? Would you say you're African American, Latino, Asian, Arab, or white Caucasian?
I'm Caucasian. The reason that I laughed is because I had a skin graft 18 months ago from a cadaver. And that cadaver was black. And so consequently, I had for a short period of time, I had a black patch on my leg. So I guess you might say I'm mixed now at this point, but no, I'm Caucasian.
That's okay, sir. But thank you so much for your feedback. Your answers were so helpful to me in the survey, sir. Thank you for your responses, sir. Have a great day. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.